Life Audio.
In a world filled with lies and deception, we are so blessed to have access to the infallible, unchanging Word of God. His Word gives us accurate and true guidance that doesn't change or leave us in a bad place like the counsel we hear from other sources often does. Before we read the truth found in today's passage, let's pause for a quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. Then we'll dig into the scriptures together.
Hello, folks. My name is Derek Greer, and I'm reaching out to fellow pastors and church leaders just like you to join me and other Christian leaders and organizations throughout the nation as we come together on June 8th and 9th for National Unity Weekend. Together, we will show the love of Jesus as we serve our communities on Saturday, June 8th, and then preach from a shared text on Sunday, June 9th. To register, go to unityweekend.com. That's unityweekend.com to join us as we unite the church and unite the nation.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by Psalm 90, verse 2, which says, "Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God." The eternality of God is a fascinating subject to try to think about, but it's impossible for us to wrap our minds around completely. We're used to things having a beginning and an ending point. We're used to seeing things start and then finish. But God has no beginning point, and He certainly has no end. In every direction we can contemplate, from eternity past to eternity future, He is God. Even though this isn't something we can naturally explain, it brings our hearts comfort when we come to the point where we can accept this by faith. The greater point is, God is higher than us, and He has everything under control. Our lives, His creation, and the future is all securely held in His hands. He is God, and we are not, nor do we have to try to convince ourselves of the need to be. Many people live like they're trying to be their own God. They try to control things they could never control. That desire for control ultimately produces despair and anxiety. But through faith in Christ, we enjoy a better option. We can joyfully accept that He is God, and we are not. He sustains what He has created, and we can find solace and lasting peace through Him. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your Word, and we're grateful for the privilege that it is to be able to read it together today. And Lord, we're grateful for the reminder that we see in this portion of Scripture that reminds us of the fact that You are God, and we are not. Father, we're grateful to be able to think about that and contemplate that and rest in that thought, because it frees us from trying to do Your job for You. We don't have to control all things. We don't have to foresee all things. We can trust You to lead us. We can trust You to protect us. We can trust You to be in charge and in control of all things that surround us and all things that get our attention. Lord, we're grateful that when we look at society and when we look at our culture, that we can trust You to ultimately be in control. We're grateful, Lord, that when we look at our individual lives and when we think about the direction that we're heading in, we can trust You to lead us. Father, it's beautiful to read, as it says in this scripture, that from everlasting to everlasting, You are God. You've always been God. You'll always be God. Your nature never changes. Your identity never changes. And by Your grace, we have the privilege to be part of Your family through faith in Your Son, Jesus Christ. So, Father, we thank you for these reminders today. We pray that in the midst of everything we're going through right now, that we would find solace and hope in the fact that you are God. You are the one that's ultimately in control, and we can entrust all things to your care. We're grateful for all of these things, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
There's no better way to start your day than spending time in God's Word and in prayer. Don't know where to start? We have a free daily prayer podcast created to help you do just that. The Your Daily Prayer podcast delivers a thoughtful devotional and timely prayer to you 7 days a week. Gain inspiration, faith, and encouragement with daily messages in 10 minutes or less. To start listening now, search Your Daily Prayer on your favorite podcast app or visit lifeaudio.com.